So he deals with the issue of seeking out water, if that's going to be a conflict between Tfilah B'Tzibur, etc. So he says that if a person, if water is available, so then he's mechuyev to wash even by Stam Yadayim. If water is not available, he's mechuyev to wash. In a case where he has a bona fide need, he went to the bathroom, etc. Now, v'misyori sheyavrizman tefila legamri, or shlo yuchol lehispal lebetziber. Let's say you're saying that he has to seek out water. Water is not easily available, and by the time he finds water, he's afraid he's going to lose tefilas mincha, or he won't lose tefilas mincha, but he might lose tefilah b'tzibur, the mile of tefilah b'tzibur. So what's the luck in that situation? So oz yanaka yodav b'chol midi d'manaki. So then we can use a concept of something which is midi d'manaki, which means that Chazal recognized that certain things, even though they don't have the advantage of water, do remove the basic zuma off the person's hands. So the example, person has wood chips. So you rub your hands on the wood chips, so that's called midi d'manaki. That would be sufficient for the purpose of cleaning your hands for tefillah if water is not available. A person rubs their hands against their clothing. So you rub your hand against the clothing, so you've taken off basically any surface zuma which is there. The halacha does point out, though, you have to recognize the fact that water has an advantage, that it goes over every part of the hand. So a person, when they rub with their hands on the midi d'manaki, they have to make sure that every part of the hand is rubbed. So you have to rub the front of the hand, the back of the hand, in between the fingers, etc. Every part of it has to be rubbed against, let's say, the clothing, to fulfill the concept of midi d'manaki. Now he allows the midi d'manaki concept both for not to lose tefillah totally, which means he's worried about the zman tefillah passing, and he's not going to lose zman tefillah, he's going to lose tefillah b'tzibur. We're going to allow in that situation for a person to rely on midi d'manaki as well. Interesting question which comes up is, we said that a person, if mayim is mezumanim, so then even if he's not aware of any zuma, which is there, anything which is there, he still should wash his hands. So let's say he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur because of that. It's mezumen, it's in a different room, it's at the end of the big shul, and the sinks are all the way at the other end. And this minyan davens pretty quickly. It's a 2 or 3 minute walk there and back. And by the time he gets back, they're going to have davened Moses Shmoneh Esrei, they're going to be ready, holding close to Chazaras Hashatz. So should he lose tefillah b'tzibur in order to wash his hands? So the answer is no. You rely on the concept of midi d'manaki over there as well. So a person would rub his hands, and that's sufficient. Now, let's take it a step weiter and say that maybe you don't even need midi d'manaki. In the case where the Fayyadim is talking about, it's talking about a case where the person knows that he has lichluch, he used the bathroom. So he has to manak his hands, he has to cleanse his hands. Over here, he's not aware of anything, and it's time yadayim. It's time yadayim are kosher for brachas, just because our masak and for tefillah, they're not going to require that. But in a case where you're going to lose tefillah because of it, or alternatively, you're going to lose even just tefillah b'tzibur, so one could argue that a person does not have to do anything at all, just rely on his time yadayim in order to daven, have the mild tefillah b'tzibur, and or alternatively, in case he's afraid he's going to lose the tefillah legamri, because that would not machayev the din of natila in such a way that's going to make a person lose the tefillah. It's a mild to the tefillah; it's not a replace of the tefillah. Okay. The Chayyim says in a parenthesis that this difference I'm just saying right now, in a case where it's something which is just Stam Yadayim or Tidayim, which need Osat Tzrochov, he says over here that we're going to rely on being Menaka, Midi Menaki. So this is going to answer the Taz's question. The Taz asks Astira whether you're Mechiyev to whether Tzafkitz Mezumah on the front of her or not, and this Kalik would answer that question. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will learn the following siman tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.